Students from 5 New England colleges are premiering a new dance based on the work of dancer and choreographer Pearl Primus. The performers will take it to the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival later this year. Charlene Scott, a member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, spoke with Primus before the choreographer's death in 1994. She has this report on new works inspired by Primus's legacy.
15 dancers are dressed in costumes of deep reds, browns, and blues, recreating the berries, leaves, and vines used by the Bantu people to decorate their bodies for this traditional dance. They begin by shouting Kuplio, which is Bantu for Are You Ready?, followed by Aha, which means There's No Turning Back. The dance is named Bouchache, and it comes from what used to be called the Belgian Congo in 1948, when Pearl Primus visited Central and Western Africa. Primus spent a year there living with more than 30 different tribes and studying their dances. But when she brought them back to the U.S., she found that American blacks knew nothing about African culture.
And that is why there was not this standing tall, this inner pride that is necessary for living. So I started to dance really to show the dignity, beauty, and strength in the cultural heritage of the peoples of African ancestry.
Primus not only notated the movements, but also documented the stories behind the dances. The Bantu perform Bouchache once every 20 years to call forth and tame the gods of war. The dancers in the current production come from Amherst, Smith, Mount Holyoke, and Hampshire Colleges, and the University of Massachusetts. They leap forward and back across the stage, shaking their fists to show their defiance of the forces of evil. In one hand, they carry imaginary shields. They slash the air with the other hand as if they were wielding the knives, which made the Bantu fearsome warriors. This performance of Bouchache is part of a new piece called Walking with Pearl, created by Jawale Willa Joe Zoller. Zoller is the founder and director of Urban Bushwomen and a professor of dance at Florida State University. Zoller says she had long admired Primus, and when she decided to use Primus's interpretation of Bouchache for her new work, it seemed natural that she set Walking with Pearl on students.
If we thought about what we did for the next generation instead of just what we're doing for ourselves, what is the impact this work has on the next generation and the next generation and the next generation? What is the impact of what I do in my daily life have in the future? I think it would just change the way that we functioned. And so that, for me, is the power in spreading this dance.
While Zoller never worked with Pearl Primus, that approach would have fit well with Primus's philosophy, says the older choreographer's longtime friend and colleague, Peggy Schwartz. Schwartz says Primus wanted Bouchache taught in every high school in the country because of its message of nonviolence. Schwartz is now taking up that mission through the American Dance Legacy Institute, which teaches students in kindergarten through college.
Music students get to butcher Mozart from the very start. Dance students don't get to work with the work of major choreographers till they're quite advanced. And that really limits their own aesthetic growth. And with my knowledge that Pearl wanted this piece taught, I felt very free to give it to them and say this is the piece to go into the schools.
Schwartz met Primus when the two were teaching in Buffalo. Primus had already worked with Martha Graham and Doris Humphrey in New York, starred on Broadway, and performed around the world. In 1984, she took a position as a distinguished professor here in Amherst. One of the first things she did was to teach Bouchache to her students, a class captured by an amateur videographer.
Don't get caught when the drum come in, huh? All right. Feet and coop. And coop.
For the current performance, choreographer Jawale Willa Joe Zoller asked the students to come up with images that might express their feelings about taming the gods of war. In the aftermath of September 11th, they had plenty to talk about, and some of the movement in Zoller's new dance comes from images they described. Walking with Pearl starts with a spotlight on a single dancer. He's joined by another, then by a trio, until finally all 15 are on stage together. Hampshire College freshman Jamie Citrin says he pictured an avalanche.
One stone begins it and picks up others until there's just an army, a force to be reckoned with, basically, that is built working as one. I also see kind of this idea that goes along with the avalanche of, instead of taming as much as clearing, the idea of clearing away the evil to make room for the good, Kind of like picking weeds so flowers can grow?
That's a sentiment that would have undoubtedly pleased Pearl Primus. In the 1984 interview, Primus read a statement about her philosophy of dance.
Dance has been my freedom and my world. It has enabled me to go around, scale, bore through, batter down, or ignore visible and invisible social and economic walls. Dance is my medicine.
Each of the student dancers in the current production has promised to teach Pearl Primus's interpretation of the traditional Bantu dance, Bushash, in at least one high school. In June, the college students perform Jawale Willa Joe Zoller's tribute to the late choreographer called Walking with Pearl at the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival. For NPR News, I'm Charlene Scott in Amherst, Massachusetts.